Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 31, beginning at verse 25, continuing to the end of the chapter. You'll find it on page 177 in your pew Bible. Now, it is a common argument made by secularists today that the Bible is actually immoral and it promotes violence. And if I were to take that view and to mock Christianity, I could hardly find a better chapter than this one, where the people of God, on God's orders, slaughter the Midianites. And it's a thoroughgoing, bloody slaughter, which results in the destruction of that nation and the enslavement of the women who remain, a bloody slaughter. Now, one thing that Christians will do today is they'll say, well, that's the Old Testament. Our God is not like that. No, the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. If there's something morally wrong about God doing it here, then he is morally wrong. How are we to understand this? Well, this is, first of all, not a normal policy that God gives for his people. The Israelites were not to go around slaughtering everyone they came in contact. If anyone tries to use this as a holy war mandate for violence against non-Christians today, they are misusing the scripture. This is a particular judgment of God against a particular people at a particular place. And now, one thing that you'll see in the chapter as a whole that shows you this is the case is the blatant supernaturalness of it. 1,000 soldiers from each tribe do the work. There's 12,000, a small military force, and they completely eradicate this great nation. We'll see at the end of the chapter that they took zero casualties. And so we should think of this as a foretaste, this is what it is, a divine foretaste upon these people of the judgment that will come when Jesus returns with his holy angels to bring vengeance upon the unbelieving and rebellious world. The Bible teaches that very clearly, that this is the just and appropriate wrath of God against rebellious idolaters who have sinned against him. Now, furthermore, even though there's clearly a lot of killing in this chapter, there's not a cavalier attitude towards it. You'll see that at the end of the chapter that we'll read, that the people, the soldiers involved, made an atonement offering. Now, that is not saying that what they did was sinning, but there's a sense of defilement because they, mere humans, were used for the taking of human life. And so even in a chapter like this, there's a fundamental respect for the nature of human life, very different from the kind of slaughter we see taking place against Christians today. And yet we do not want to water down. This is the action of a holy, just God against rebellious sinners. We'll be learning about sin today in our sermon, and here we see God's judgment. So now a couple of things we'll see in the portion we'll read. One is that there is a sharing in the spoils. It's not just the frontline soldiers, it's not just these 12,000 who enrich themselves, but that the plunder that comes to them through their work is shared throughout all the whole nation. Now, one point that makes is that Christianity is not just done by the frontline soldiers, not just the preachers and the missionaries and people engaged in vocational Christian service. It's the work of the whole people of God. The holy war of the gospel today is done not merely by preachers. It's done by those who invite their friends to church, by those who welcome people at the door and reach out to visitors and who tithe. And the fact that the plunder is shared by all the people shows that it's not just the frontline people, it's the whole work of the church. Now, furthermore, offerings are very carefully made to God out of this plunder. Now, many commentators will say, well, that's because they're embarrassed by what they did and they're trying to assuage their consciences by buying off God. That is not at all what's going on here. What is being done is that glory and honor is being rendered unto God for a righteous deed of holy vengeance on sin. The Bible plainly teaches that God is glorified not merely in the saving grace of Jesus for those who believe, but that God will be glorified in the end also for his just wrath against those who are his enemies. Psalm 2 sums up the whole message by saying, "Kiss the Son, lest you perish in your way." Well, with those things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 25 of Numbers 31. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the count of the plunder that was taken, both of man and of beast, you and Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the congregation, and divide the plunder into two parts, between the warriors who went out to battle and all the congregation. And levy for the Lord a tribute from the men of war who went out to battle, 1 out of 500 of the people and of the oxen and of the donkeys and of the flocks. Take it from their half and give it to Eleazar the priest as a contribution to the Lord. And from the people of Israel's half you shall take 1 drawn out of every 50 of the people, of the oxen, of the donkeys, and of the flocks, of all the cattle, and give them to the Levites who keep guard over the tabernacle of the Lord. And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded. Now the plunder remaining of the spoil that the army took was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all, women who had not known man by lying with him. And the half, the portion of those who'd gone out in the army, numbered 337,000 sheep, and the Lord's tribute of sheep was 675. The cattle were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of whom the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. And Moses gave the tribute, which was the contribution for the Lord to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. From the people of Israel's half, which Moses separated from that of the men who had served in the army, now the congregation's half was 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, and 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons. From the people of Israel's half, Moses took 1 of every 50, both of persons and of beasts, and gave them to the Levites who kept guard over the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then the officers who were over the thousands of the army, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds, came near to Moses and said to Moses, "Your servants have counted the men of war who are under your command, and there is not a man missing from us. And we have brought the Lord's offering, which each man found, articles of gold, armlets and bracelets, signet rings, earrings and beads, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord." And Moses and Eleazar the priest received from them the gold, all crafted articles, and all the gold of the contribution that they presented to the Lord from the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds was 16,750 shekels. The men in the army had each taken plunder for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from the commanders of thousands and of hundreds and brought it into the tent of meeting as a memorial for the people of Israel before the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.